Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hei with Aleph at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Yud. And the Mishnah says, Amoiche Yenoi Lenochri, Posak Atchelei Modad, Domav Motorim, Modad Atchelei Posak, Domav Asurim. If a Jew sells his wine to an idolater, if he set a price before measuring it, the payment is permitted. If he measured before setting the price, the payment is prohibited because it's already become prohibited before the payment for it was actually given. Not a lesa mashpech umadad lasech sluchisoi shonochri, but not loy umadad lasech sluchisoi shayisol, im yesh boy akeveth yain osa. If the Jew took the funnel and measured wine into the container of the idolater that already contained some yain nesech, and used the funnel to pour wine into the container of a Jew, if the funnel had an ikvas yain, which will be explained in the Gemara, then the wine is prohibited. Hama'are mekli lekli, hama'are menu mutter, es shi'ira lasechoi osa. If a Jew poured wine from one vessel into another vessel that's being held by an idolater, the wine remaining in the first vessel is permitted, the wine in the second vessel is prohibited. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Rav Huna, b'shem Rav, b'hein denagad bezika, b'ha mevizra b'yadei, lechayev ba. Rabbi Abba Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said, if a person made an acquisition of meshicha on a leather bottle of wine and the bottle split open in his hand, thereby spilling the wine, he would not be responsible for the wine since he didn't intend to acquire the bottle. Am Rabbi Yosi Barbun, l'chein sricha afilo mal la goy chanusa v'lo yizkavin, ela de lo yizke ba choron. Rabbi Yosi Barbun says that doesn't need to be taught. Rather, Rav is teaching that if the seller took the buyer into his shop and the wine became spilled, the buyer is not responsible for it. The buyer only entered the shop in order to fix the price before anyone else would buy it, but he didn't intend to acquire until the price was actually fixed. Mal shetikne lai. The question is, although if he did meshicha before the price was fixed, there's no acquisition, but if the seller later agrees to sell it at the lowest market price, does the buyer then become responsible? Or do we say that since at the time of the meshicha he hadn't yet decided, he also cannot acquire it now? Rav Chagai, quoting Rav Yosi, answered, our Mishnah teaches us that he didn't acquire it if they only fixed a price after the meshicha. The Taninan Taman, because we learn in the Mishnah, Hamoiche Yenoi Lenochri, Posak Ad Shalei Modad, Domav Mutorin, Modad Ad Shalei Posak, Domav Asurim. That if a Jew sells his wine to an idolater, if he set a price before measuring it, the payment is permitted. If he measured before setting the price, the payment is prohibited, as it's already become prohibited before the payment was given. So this shows that if you say that he acquires it according to the lowest price, even if in the latter case the money should be permitted, rather a decision is needed in order to become responsible for it. The question is, what is ikvas yain mentioned in the Mishnah? That which is dirty with wine, as the Pasuk says in Hosea in Perek Vav Pasuk Ches, Gilad is a city of those that work iniquity, it is dirtied with blood. Akuva midam means it's dirtied with blood. Pshita dam milsi sol teifes b'fi hamashpech v'anochri ma'are divya kol osa. Now it's certain according to all opinions that if a Jew holds the spout to direct the wine into another vessel and the Gentile pours, then it will be prohibited. Nochri teifes hamashpech v'yisol ma'are v'asi oise v'ami mate. But if a Gentile holds the spout and the Jew pours, then v'asi says that the wine is prohibited and v'ami permits it. Nochri teifes b'fi anod Hanoid, the Yisrael Ma'are, Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rabbi Zeira, he hamachleikas. If a Gentile holds the mouth of the bottle in which the Jew pours the wine, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, then that's the dispute. Rabbana boy came Rabbi Yosi, Haida machleikas. Rabbana asked Rabbi Yosi, which dispute are we talking about? Amalei machleikas, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Ami, that's the dispute of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Ami. Yisrael Teifes, Benoid, Benochri, Ma'are, Savin Meimah, Divya Kol Mutter. If a Jew holds the mouth of the bottle in which the Gentile pours, then the rabbi suggested that all would agree that the wine is permitted. Rav Shmuel, Kogama, Amma, She'osa, She'pa'amim, She'yisrael, Ma'ar Peyada, V'nimsa, Kol Ha'irui, Machmas, Hanochri. Rav Shmuel says, all agree it's prohibited over there, because sometimes the Jew might weaken his grip on the bottle, and all of the pouring from the bottle will therefore come from the movement of the Gentile, and therefore the wine will become prohibited. If a Gentile tips the bottle, thereby moving the wine inside from above to below, it's not prohibited because that's not the normal way of performing a libation.